So anyway, we got through the night, and the next morning I forgot all about Rick and his car. So I got up, I said, now Margaret, you stay in here. I know this house is a mess, and I'll go in the kitchen. And of course, the cooks were not there because this was like on Sunday or something. Oh no, it might have been during the summer when the rush party, and I was up there just to go with them. I don't remember what it was, but it must have been the summer because that's when they had the rush party down at Macon. So Marguerite was going on. They were going. Rosemary was going to come over there and get all. I was taking over there one of the two. So I fixed up breakfast on a tray and carried it in there and fed and watered her. And then we all got out of bath and got ready. And I was getting ready to go to Macon. And I said, well, let's walk out on the front and wait for, I believe Rosie was going to come pick her up. So we were standing out there. And I said, let's sit down here on the steps about that time. And there came Rick. That's when boys wore shirts, you know, with sleeves, with his shirt tail out, barefoot as a yard dog, walking down Fraternity Row looking, you know, he was looking. And I said, Rick, what in the world? You get off that street. You're drunk as you meet. He said, Mother Gibbs, some damn fool has taken the jet. Then what is it out of a car?
It's Junior Wayne.
No. Some little something, I think of what the name of it is, but you can't start the car without it. Out of my car last night, and I know they must have thrown it out here. He had been looking all night long for that.
All night long.
He looked like the wrath of God, hell on his face, and he was always a real neat boy. And his shirt tail out and barefooted. And so I said, Rick, come here. He said, Mother Gill, get some of the, he thought I wanted him to do something, get some of the other boys to do it. He said, I got to find this. I can't even go to Macon. I can't crank my car. I said, Rick, I said, come here. Being a perfect little gentleman, really, he came on. He said, Mother Gill, I said, just come in the house. I went in there. I said, I have your, it's not the general, of course, it couldn't be the generator. Whatever it was, the part, I knew what it was then. He said, distributor. That's what it was. He said, you have I can't believe Mother Gill, my friend. I said, Rick, I probably saved your life. You should be thanking me. He said, I can't believe. He was just in shock. I said, well, it's back there on my dressing table in my if you want it. And he said, I can't believe you did that. I didn't know that you knew that much about automobile. I said, well, I do. I wouldn't have told him that, boy, did he? He killed him. He said, Mother Gill, I mean, he just couldn't believe it. So he went back there and got the thing, went and showered and shaved, and he was all back in business. He had his car back. When we got to Macon, Marguerite had gone on, and I went to Macon with the boys. They were all out around the pool. Everybody was entertaining the rushies and getting the dates arranged and so forth. And Rick was another kind of zero. Kind of, not exactly. Had better manners and came from better family, whatever. He just better stop. But he was also one to put his foot in his mouth. So he was holding court out there, telling all the rushies about me taking the strip down his car. I said, my shades of zero telling on me. And he said, I tell you about our house, Mother. She's a really sport. Says she can take a distributor out of a car. And told the story, and I walked up and did the same thing. I said, Rick, why do you want to tell things like that? He said, Mother Gill, you know you did it. I said, I give you my word, I did not. And I turned to him, I said, I don't know why he's making up this tale, but he's famous for that. And again, I told one of the brothers, I said, Rick, and then it got all over the thing, and everybody was laughing at Rick about me telling him. He doesn't know to this day that that boy did that. He thinks I did it, and I never did tell him any difference. But that was two instances that were similar. Now, in 21 years, that's the only two times that, you know, something like that happened. But, oh, me goodness.